Welcome back. We've got a custom-tailored deep dive ready for you today. And our mission here is unpacking a fascinating, honestly, a pretty massive geopolitical contradiction from the sources you shared with us.
Right, we're looking at what is really a uniquely American paradox.
Yeah, the United States has this imperial moat, essentially two vast oceans protecting it, yet it consistently acts as a global garrison.
It's a striking contrast. You have the ultimate safety of geographic isolation on one hand, and then this continuous forward-deployed military presence on the other. It really reveals how the modern world operates under the surface.
Okay, let's actually unpack this because the numbers in your documents are staggering. Out of the roughly 29,400 days since World War II ended in 1945,
Yep.
the U.S. has had overlapping global military deployments roughly 97% of the time.
What's fascinating here is how the legal framework actually supports that 97% reality.
Which is completely shifted, right?
Totally shifted. I mean, look at the Constitution. The power to declare war is explicitly given to Congress, but Congress hasn't formally declared war since World War II.
Wow. So how do they?
Instead, the executive branch just bypasses the War Powers Resolution using AUMF's authorizations for use of military force.
Right.
And they use those to wage continuous gray zone operations.
Wait, so gray zone meaning?
Meaning unending deployments. We're talking special operations, cyber warfare, drone strikes.
Things just below the threshold of traditional war.
Exactly. Which means politicians never have to pay the political cost of a mass mobilization.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. You look at a map, we have two massive oceans, friendly neighbors to the north and south. We're a geographic fortress.
Right.
So why do we leave that geographic moat? What compels us to maintain over 800 military bases in 70 countries instead of just pulling up the drawbridge?
Well, when you look at the strategy documents you share, it boils down to two main things. First is Nicholas Spykman's Rimland Theory. The historical idea here is that whoever controls the edges of Eurasia eventually controls the world. If the U.S. just retreated behind its oceans, a single hostile power could eventually dominate Eurasia.
And build a naval and air power to breach the American moat.
Precisely. So you defend as far forward as possible to prevent a hegemon from forming. And second, as a commercial power, the U.S. guards the global commons.
Like protecting international trade, subsidizing the safety of shipping routes in the Red Sea for everyone else.
Right.
So what does this all mean on the balance sheet? Because if we look at the fiscal year 2026 defense budget,
it is approaching $1 trillion.
Right, which consumes around 3.45% of total U.S. GDP.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, you compare that 3.45% to the OECD average, the club of wealthy developed nations.
Yeah.
They spend about 1.5% of their GDP on defense. If the U.S. reduced its spending to match that 1.5% average, it would free up $604.5 billion annually.
Just to make that real for you listening, that $604.5 billion difference, that single reallocation, is enough to cover 32% of the projected $1.9 trillion federal deficit.
It's massive.
It's infrastructure, tax burdens, and domestic programs right in your backyard being traded for global stability.
But the economic analysis we reviewed impartially cautions that this isn't a free lunch.
Right. You can't just pull the money.
Exactly. Pulling $600 billion out of the defense sector would trigger a Keynesian multiplier effect.
A massive ripple effect.
Yeah, defense contractors lose jobs, they stop spending in their local towns, manufacturing output drops. It would actually cause a significant contraction in economic growth.
So it's the ultimate catch-22. To summarize the deep dive today, you've got this core dilemma we've been exploring, the immense tension between maintaining unprecedented global power and the mounting burden of American fiscal sustainability.
Which leaves us with a final forward-looking question for you to explore on your own. Your sources note that emerging threats from Russia and China are pushing U.S. defense spending targets upward toward 5% of GDP.
Which is huge.
If the current 3.45% is already squeezing the economy and driving the national debt, what happens to domestic stability when the cost of global hegemony reaches 5%?